St. Patrick's Day. The journey from Ireland to America and from father to child was far shorter for this feast than the journey I undertake yearly in the name of its meaning. The ocean has become tears, and the John McCormick stance that served as bowsprit for the ship has turned supple and will not serve. Memories are not maps, and holy cards of possible patrons become confused with pictures in the family album, and the Celtic cross standing on my grandmother's grave hangs from a silver chain around my neck for decoration, not direction. Music alone travels the distance, a sailor, blind, drunk.
She songs of her dear native plain, every note that he loved awaking. A little they think who delight in her strain, how the soon shall the tears of his country be dried. No long shall his love stay behind him. No long shall his love stay behind. As they promise a glorious morrow, they'll shine o'er her sleep like a smile from the west on her own loved island of sorrow.
I wish I were on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, till every tear should turn a Oh.
'tis but a chance. As good it is.
The Song of Glendun, poem by Moira O'Neill.
Sure this is blessed Erin, and this the same glen. The gold is on the windbush, the water sings again. The fairy thorns in flower, and what ails my heart then? Flower of the May, flower of the May, what about the Maytime and he far away? Summer loves the green glen, the white bird loves the sea, and the wind must kiss the heather top, and the red bell hides a bee. As the bee is dear to the honey flower, so one is dear to me. Flower of the rose, flower of the rose, a thorn hurt me one day, but nobody knows. The bracken up the brae side has rusted in the air. Three birches lean together, so silver-limbed and fair. Och, golden leaves are flying fast, but the scarlet rose is rare. Berry o' the Rhone, berry o' the Rhone, the wind sighs among the trees, but I sigh alone. I sit beside the turf fire, I spin upon the wheel. Winter nights for thinking long, round runs the reel. But he never knew that here for him I'd kneel. Sparkle of the fire, sparkle of the fire, Mother Mary, keep my love and send me my desire.
An 18th century poem. Terra is grass. The world hath conquered, the wind hath scattered like dust. Alexander, Caesar, and all that shared their sway. Terra is grass, and behold how Troy lieth low, and even the English, perchance their hour will come. A 9th century Irish poem, translated by Sean O'Fallon. Summer is gone. I have but one story. The stags are moaning, the sky is snowing, summer is gone. Quickly the low sun goes drifting down behind the rollers, lifting and long. The wild geese cry down the storm. The ferns have fallen, russet and torn. The wings of the birds are clotted with ice. I have but one story. Summer is gone. I Am Raftery by Anthony Raftery, 18th century. I am Raftery the poet, full of hope and love. My eyes without sight, my mind without torment, going west on my journey by the light of my heart, tired and weary to the end of the road. Behold me now with my back to a wall, playing music to empty pockets. County Mayo by Anthony Raftery, music by me. Now, with the coming in of the spring, the days will stretch a bit. And after the feast of Bridget, I shall hoist my flag and go. For since the thought got into my head, I can neither stand nor sit until I find myself in the middle of the County Mayo. I say and I swear, my heart lifts up like the rising of the tide, rising up like the rising tide, till fog and mist must go. When I remember Cara and Gallen close beside, and the gap of the three bushes and the wide plains of Mayo. To Killadden, then, to the place where everything grows that is best. There are raspberries there and strawberries there and all that is good for men. And if I were only there in the middle of my folk, my heart could rest, for age itself would leave me there and I'd be young again. Now, with the coming in of the spring, the days will stretch a bit, and after the feast of Bridget, I shall hoist my flag and go. For since the thought got into my head, I can neither stand nor sit until I find myself in the middle of the County Mayo. Have you heard of Phil the Fluter of the town of Ballymuck? The times were going hard with him, in fact the man was Brook, so he just sent out a notice to his neighbors one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in, whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for battering the floor. With the toot of the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hoppin' in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossin' to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? There was Mr. Dennis Doherty, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Tyrologet bog. There were boys from every barony and girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in a private ass and cart. And along with them came bouncing Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Adrumgullion and the pride of Pethrevore. With the toot of the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hoppin' in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossin' to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? First little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the widow Cafferty steps out and makes her bow. I could dance you off your legs, says she, as sure as you are born, if you'll only make the piper play the hare was in the corn. So Phil plays up to the best of his ability. The lady and the gentleman begin to do their share. Faith, then, Mick, it's you that has agility. Begorra, Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With the toot of the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hoppin' in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossin' to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? Then Phil the Fluter tipped a wink to little Crooked Pat. I think it's nearly time, says he, for passin' round the hat. So Paddy passed the cobbing round, and lookin' mighty cute, says, you've got to pay the piper when he tutors on the flute. Then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow beat the company at handling the foot. With the toot of the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hoppin' in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossin' to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? Oh, list to the strains of a poor Irish harper, and scorn not the strings from his poor withered hand.
of peace and love, whack for the diddle of the dido day. To the land that reigns all lands above, whack for the diddle of the dido day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. Oh, God bless England is our prayer. Whack for the diddle the dido day, whack for the diddle the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray. Whack for the diddle the dido day. When we were savage, fierce, and wild, whack for the diddle the dido day. She came as a mother to her child. Whack for the diddle the dido day. Gently raised us from the slime, and kept our hands from hellish crime. And she sent us to heaven in her own good time. Whack for the diddle the dido day. Whack for the diddle the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle the dido day. Our fathers oft were naughty boys. Whack for the diddle the dido day. For pikes and guns are dangerous toys. Whack for the diddle the dido day. From Ballahanagui to a Peter's Hill, they made poor England weep her fill. But old Britannia loves us still. Whack for the diddle the dido day. Whack for the diddle the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle the dido day. Oh, Irishmen, forget the past. Whack for the diddle the dido day. And think of a day that's coming fast. Whack for the diddle the dido day. When we shall all be civilized, neat and clean and well advised. Oh, won't Mother England be surprised? Whack for the diddle the dido day. Whack for the diddle the dido day. So we say, hip hooray, God bless England, so we pray. Whack for the diddle the dido day. My father came from Ireland and brought me gifts untold. A legacy of laughter and music bright and bold. And he taught me all the sad songs and told me all the dreams that Ireland gave to him. And on this St. Patrick's Day, there's a part of me that is best described as Irish. It's the part of me that contains the smile and tear. It's the part of me that fights when I know my rights. It's the part of me I hold so dear. In teaching me the beauty of Ireland, my father taught me much, much more. He taught me of a spirit that will never die. He taught me of a freedom that no one can buy. And though my father's dead and gone, I know he knows that the part of him that still lives on is the part of me that's best described as Irish.
Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon.
Was there ever a sweeter calling in the dance than Eily Moore, or a prouder lad than Thady as he boldly took the floor? Lads and lasses, to your places, up the middle and down again, all the merry-hearted laughter ringing through the happy glen. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune, oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on, and the happy years are dead, and one by one, the merry hearts have fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright, glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by fills my heart with tears. Loving voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more, and the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune, oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon.
When first I saw sweet Peggy, 'twas on a market day, a low-back car she drove and sat upon a truss of hay. But when that hay was blooming grass and decked with flowers of spring, no flower was there that could compare to the blooming girl I sing. As she sat in her low-back car, the man at the turnpike bar never asked for the toll, but just rubbed his old pole and looked after the low-back car. In battle's wild commotion, the proud and mighty Mars with hostile sighs demands his ties of death in warlike cars. But Peggy, peaceful goddess, has darts in her bright eye that knock men down in the market town as right and left they fly, while she sits in her low-back car. Then battle more dangerous far, for the doctor's art cannot cure the heart that is hit from the low-back car. Sweet Peggy round her car, sir, has strings of ducks and geese, but the scores of hearts she slaughters by far outnumber these. While she among her poultry sits just like a turtle dove, well worth the cage I do engage of the blooming god of love. While she sits in her low-backed car, the lovers come near and far and envy the chicken that Peggy is picking while she sits in her low-backed car. I'd rather own that car, sir, with Peggy by my side, than a coach and four and gold galore and a lady for my bride. For the lady would sit forenst me on a cushion made with taste, while Peggy would sit beside me with my arm around her waist. As we drove in the low-back car to be married by Father Marr, oh, my heart would beat high at her glance and her sigh, though it beat in a low-backed car. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to fade by tomorrow and fleet in my arms,
It is not while beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheek unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and faith of a soul can be known, to which time will but make thee more dear. Know the heart that has truly loved never forgets, but as truly loves on to the close, as the sunflower turns on her God when he sets, the same look that she gave when he rose.
I once loved a boy, and a bold Irish boy, who would come and would go at my request. And this bold Irish boy was my pride and my joy, and I built him a bower in my breast. But this girl who has taken my bonny, bonny boy, let her make of him all that she can. And whether he loves me or loves me not,